旺旺英语网站www.english.com，欢迎您的光临。
VOA sources in Mogadishu say the chairman of the Hawiya Clan Elders Council, Mohammed Hassan Khad, moved to an undisclosed location a day after he condemned the arrest of the group spokesman, Ahmed Diri. Local media reports say before he went into hiding, Khad had publicly criticized leaders of Somalia's transitional federal government for arresting Diri, accusing them of trying to silence opponents through force and intimidation. On Sunday, the police in Mogadishu raided the home of Ahmed Diri, arresting him, two of his sons, and another clan elder. The Somali internet website, Garoway Online, reports that government sources told Garoway reporters that the police discovered a cache of weapons and explosives in Diri's home. The claim could not be independently verified. A cabinet minister in the transitional federal government, Ahmed Gagal, says he does not know why the police targeted Ahmed Diri, but he says he is certain the arrest was not politically motivated.
The people that have been arrested, if they are not guilty, they will be released. Diri is one of the elders, and if there is no evidence against him, he will be released. I assure you that.
Since the interim government took power nearly a year ago with the military help of neighboring Ethiopia, the dominant Hawiya community in Mogadishu has been divided between those who support the Ethiopia-backed government and Somalia's former Islamic courts rulers. Haad and Diri led a group of Hawiya elders in the council who have been vocal in their opposition to the presence of Ethiopian troops in Somalia, prompting some government officials to accuse them of supporting radical Islamists, the core group behind a bloody 9-month-old anti-government, anti-Ethiopian insurgency in the capital. In an interview with VOA, a member of the Hawiya Elders Council, Abdullahi Sheikh Hassan, says Somalis who oppose Somalia's traditional enemy, Ethiopia, are being automatically judged as being enemies of the government.
We want the government. We are not refusing the government. But Ethiopian troops are killing our children. They arrested our people. We cannot support that.
Many Somalis in Mogadishu accuse the Ethiopian army of committing atrocities against civilians, a charge the government in Addis Ababa denies. But anti-Ethiopian demonstrations in the capital have been growing. On Sunday, hundreds of stone-throwing Somalis, including women and children, staged a mass protest in the same neighborhood in North Mogadishu, where an angry mob dragged the dead body of an Ethiopian soldier through the streets on Thursday. Alicia Rubio, News, Nairobi.